Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and we're on episode 206 of the Slow Living Podcast. And in this episode, we're going to call it Slip-Ups and Being Human, because that's what we are. We are humans. We are not robots. AI has not overtaken our brains quite yet. And in this episode, you'll hear Kelsey being honest and being vulnerable about the slip-ups she's had, and then some suggestions and tweaks that I provide that she can use as tools as she sees fit when these slip-ups happen. And spoiler alert, since we're humans, they're going to happen. They're going to happen. So what I would like for you and for her is to plan out proactively what you're going to do and how you're going to react when things don't go the way you've planned them out. When you make a mistake, when you quote unquote fail. We are running a Peace Course coupon, and the code in honor of Kelsey is all one word: I love me. Thank you for those who have enrolled. I'm going to run the coupon until the end of September, so it will no longer work come October 1st. And that's just because it is incorporating one-on-one coaching. And as my coaching time fills up, I don't have the time. So it's not scarcity. It's not a false sense of urgency. This is just actually true because I too am a full-fledged human. Okay. So here's Kelsey in her own words. This is the second part of session 5. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me about, I mean, we knew that you were, you're on your period and that kind of stuff, but how did the rest of your week go health-wise and closing the kitchen and binging and cannabis and all that kind of stuff?
My cannabis, like, that's been, I shouldn't have made that the 30-day goal because it's fine. It's easy. I don't even think about it during the day anymore. And it's down to like a quarter of what it was, which is, I thought that was going to be my biggest problem, but it's so much easier than I thought it would be. And it's like, I'm basing a lot of that on like what's best for my children. And that makes it so easy. Like, because I know I can't be goofy around them like that. Like I've got to be focused. I've got to be mom during the day. So that one's easy. With health, I definitely ate a few times. Like I would say that I did have one solid binge day. I didn't eat after 8 p.m., but I did it during the day. Mm-hmm. And I just kept on going. I ate a lot. And then I was eating more the second day. And then I finally started to get it back on track towards the end of the week. And it came around. But I would say that I did binge once during the day for sure.
Which is down from how much before?
Oh God, I used to binge every day. Like, okay, even if I wasn't on my period, I was just eating whatever I could. Anytime Ryan's not home, I'm just like shoving food down my face before.
Okay. So definitely a huge win if it's gone down. As far as why do you think you act different when Ryan's home and not home?
I think it's that accountability, right? Like I'm not trying to hide things from him, but it just, nobody's looking, right?
Nobody's looking. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this is going to be weird. Can you pretend you're like a Kardashian and there's paparazzi watching you all the time and the smoke detectors are really cameras or
like Love Island. Yeah.
yeah, something.
Yeah.
And just not perform, because that feels phony, but just create little tricks and mindset kind of tweaks to feel like you're always on and you're always on camera. And the fact is, in our Big Brother state, we probably are always being watched somewhere at some point anyway. Who knows? But you know what I mean. Maybe not forever, but maybe just on a day. Like if Ryan came home, or if someone could rewind the tape and watch, how would they feel?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You're doing well, but I can tell that you think you should be farther along.
It does feel like every time I'm on my period, it's so many steps back, and it's discouraging. I wish that I was further along, but I also know these things take time. It's all just so tricky. I want it to be black and white and everything's perfect and we start at the first of the month and we end, like, I want it to be so organized and perfect, but I know that it can't be. And I'm just trying to let go without letting go of myself. And it feels like gymnastics sometimes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And I absolutely know what you mean. I will tell you, you're not alone with these thoughts and with these struggles. And people who appear as if they have it all together have the same thoughts and struggles. They just maybe deal with them in different ways that you don't know, or they've practiced coping in different ways. And you don't know what's happening under their surface. You just don't know.
Yeah.
And one person's binge might be another person's really crazy restriction, and that too is not healthy, and you just don't know. But I'm sorry. I know you're not on social media. How do you feel when it comes to like comparisonitis? Do you look like when you're at a party or a play date or groups, do you find yourself comparing and contrasting to others?
Yes, and that makes me think of like the journal prompt, I feel lesser than, and you were
Oh,
like, because
yeah.
I
I wanted you to
realized,
do that. Okay.
yeah, and I did, and I'm not going to say anyone's name or anything, but like one of my neighbors at the bus stop, she's so fit. She's always been so fit, and I'm just like, I feel lesser than around her because it feels like she has some sort of control that I don't have. And like, there's a mom at soccer, and she's always got her hair and makeup done, and I feel lesser than because I don't do those things. I'm not interested in doing makeup. I never
Okay,
have
stop,
been.
stop. What did you just say?
I'm not interested in.
You don't want that. You
No,
don't.
I would like to do my hair, but. I don't,
Okay.
she looks so, everyone, they look so put together, like they've figured something out that I don't know.
But they like that. They want that. That might be their hobby. And you said you're not interested in that.
Yeah, but I feel lesser than, and I don't know why. It just, if to put on that outward appearance, I feel like I should be doing more of that. And when I see other people that like put an effort into their appearance, and it makes me feel lesser than.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've talked about confidence and worthiness already quite a bit. And I know that's why you're listening to the binaural beats and journaling and that kind of stuff. Okay. Is there any point in your life that you think you would do daily hair and makeup?
Yes, not makeup, but hair. I would like to do my hair. I haven't gotten my hair cut in, God, a year and a half. I don't make time for that stuff. I even have a friend. I've reconnected with someone, and his girlfriend is a hairdresser. She's offered to come to the house to cut my
Okay.
hair. And I just, I Like, I just don't.
Okay, and is that because you don't think you're worth getting a haircut?
Probably.
Does Ryan get his haircut?
He gets his haircut once a year.
Okay.
It's this weird thing because he works outside in the winter. He's dead set on having long hair in the winter. I like it. I think it looks fabulous. Everyone's like, "Are you gonna get a haircut?" I think he looks wonderful, but
If he came to you tomorrow and or today and says, "I'm getting a haircut," would you begrudge him that?
no, I'd be surprised that he would be getting a haircut, but I wouldn't begrudge him. No, not at all.
If you reached out to this friend and made a hair appointment, would Ryan be upset? Would anybody be upset?
I can only see positives coming from it. Ryan would be happy because I would feel better about myself. She would be happy to make some money. I would be happy to be looking
Yeah.
better.
Okay. So since we're not meeting next week, can you do you still have care for the boys? Is it a possibility to get your hair cut?
Well, if she comes here, then I don't need, like, the boys can be here. It's fine. They can go play in the basement. Well, separately. They're vicious together, but yeah, I could make it work. I'd really like to get my niece over as well and get her haircut as well. Would be very nice, and we could have like a little girly time.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that. I think you're waiting either for permission or to feel a different way, which is probably confident, in order to do nice things for yourself.
Yeah.
But what if doing nice things for yourself actually helped boost your confidence? And so you're chicken and egging.
Yeah, and I see that with my walking and running. It's building my confidence. I thought I needed confidence to start doing it, but it's building my confidence as I go.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with you. And you're a grown-up. And grown-ups can make appointments for themselves.
I take care of, like, I'm up to date with my dental, and I it just it Yeah, the self-care stuff. I always feel better after I get a haircut. I don't know why I don't give myself that more often.
Okay, I'm glad you're up to date with dental. What about doctors? When was the last time you had blood work and all that kind of stuff done?
Shortly after the appendix was out, we don't see the doctor very regularly. Usually if it's just for the children. I have on my like to-do and things I need to make an appointment because I have to get ultrasounds on my all bladder all the time because it's got growth and I need to make that appointment. I know I need to make that appointment. But
Okay.
otherwise I think my health is pretty good. I mean, I've changed though. Maybe I should be going to see my nurse practitioner or
Every year. Dentist
it's
twice
free
a
here,
year.
so
Okay. 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 All right. So yeah, that will be on your homework then. To make a doctor's appointment and to make a hair appointment. And if I was to push you into one, it would be the doctor's appointment. And
that
yeah,
might take a little longer to like they book out a little bit. I can't
that's
guarantee I
fine.
can get in
You
before then, but I will make an
oh
appointment.
yeah, do your part. Do your part where you're making the appointment and
Okay.
reaching out. Okay, you said gallbladder and gallstones. I thought it was Ryan who had gallbladder gallstones.
So Ryan has gallstones in his gallbladder. I have growth on like they've been keeping an eye on them, making sure that they're not growing on my gallbladder. And the last time I had a scan for that was probably I should get it every year, and it's been about 3 years. So I know I need to get that booked.
You're of the age where most women stop going to the doctor. Like you go to the doctor when you have babies, and then you have your 6 week checkup, and then usually what happens is you're taking the kids back and forth to the doctor so much that moms end up neglecting themselves, and then they don't go again until, I don't know, close to
Something's
four.
wrong.
Yeah, something's wrong, or close to 40, because perimenopause symptoms start kind of rearing their ugly head and they think, again, something's drastically wrong with me. So the idea of you now, when you're not pregnant, but young and healthy and not 40, getting some baseline numbers to start tracking and paying attention to. So then later, when something's off, you know what it could be or should be from a younger year. So it is nice to have that data.
We do. There's like a government program where they send you stuff in the mail to remind you about certain things too, like any sorts of like cervical cancer and stuff like that. I constantly get the reminder and then I book my pap and everything. I'm all up to date on my paps and stuff. So, yeah.
All those things. Yeah. Just like taking your car in. You gotta take your
Yeah.
body in. Yeah. It's funny. I was re-listening to one of our earlier episodes when I used that phrase meat suit.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you listened to the most recent podcast episode with your voice in it?
Yeah, I listened to it right that morning. As soon as I
Okay.
finished my walk and my stretching and my journaling, I was like emailing you and turning it on at the same time. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah. So that one we had talked about the sober curious and that kind of stuff. I know you didn't listen to it for a few weeks, and you've since listened to that. How did that come up? How did that feel when you were listening to that super sober curious episode?
It was fine. I thought that it would be more like a little bit. I know you're never judgy, but like I thought it would be a little more you should, right? But it was more of just like looking at what it is and, looking at your own habits and needs and wants. And yeah, I mean, I've been making those changes and I haven't died, so I'm doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. Okay, I am looking at your call sheet. I know you saw your mom this week and it was a good visit. And I'm reading all this stuff. I mean, everything you're writing is very positive, very happy. And as far as is there anything you want to accomplish? You said you want to discuss the peace pyramid again.
Right, yeah, because I want to set myself up for so much success, and that's the having grip on everything, right? But I'm
Okay.
realizing that that's
Well,
not.
what's interesting though is I gave you the 3-year plan,
Right.
and mostly you just wrote, keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, with a few exceptions of almost doing more than that, but
Okay. So for finances, you say that in 3 years you want to be debt-free and have a solid monthly budget with flexibility, and better savings plan for retirement. And what's
right.
in the way, you wrote knowledge, read that book, Path to Wealth.
And I started it. Yep.
Okay. And then it looks like you believe and hope and Ryan, I guess, wants to begin a home business.
And we have a meeting this afternoon with the bank to discuss how to get that all started.
Okay. And is that something you would work in yourself as well?
Yeah, so we've been talking about me doing administration. It's an electrical business. He's an electrician and he wants to start his own business. And yeah, so we've been kind of fiddle farting around with that. And I've been pushing a little bit because Ryan, he gets very comfortable where he is. And I've been like, well, I'm making a 3-year plan and I'm putting it on there. So like maybe you could make some steps because I can't start a business for you. And he's talked to Service Ontario and Service Canada and he's made this appointment. So things are happening. And I looked at all of our finances. I wrote out a budget and it's stressful because the bills change and stuff and our income is never like precise because he gets paid hourly, but I'm already starting to make some of those changes.
Okay, and you feel confident.
Yeah, and I think it's because it's so tied with Ryan, and I have that accountability with him. And I paid off, I've been working on it. I paid off our line of credit
Oh,
like
good for you.
Monday. Yeah, so cha-ching, yeah.
Good for you. I'm glad. I'm glad. Okay. Then what do you feel right now is your biggest hurdle? Is when it comes to kind of an overarching sense of well-being or calm or peace. Is it health that is really bugging you the most, or is it these finances?
Well, I feel like I'm getting a better grip on the finances, and Ryan's really stepped up with that too. He's always wanted to do investing, and I was like, I don't know anything about that. Like, I'll read the book, but I don't know. So he's doing a lot of it too. I feel confident in the finances. They're getting better. I think that we've been focusing so much on like relationships and health and like peace, and I feel like those are going to be the keys to like having that wellness all around.
Yeah. When I had asked you to come up with like a bucket list for 40, and then we had done 10, and then I challenged you to do 40 of them, how did that come about?
I did it. I might have 39.
That's okay.
I sat down and I really thought about it. I had some extra time in the morning and I just like, what do I want? What do I like? And I thought about all of the things that I wished I could have done once I got that confidence and once I was thinner and once I had all of those things I thought I needed. And do you want to hear some of them or?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So Ryan went on a jet ski for the first time at this family event. So I said, I'm gonna get on the jet ski with Ryan. That's gonna be something I do before I turn 40. I used to ride on the back of my dad's motorcycle all the time, but after I was like 180 pounds, I was like, I don't think I should be getting on the back of there. I don't want to throw his balance off. And you know, I'm thinking all these negative thoughts. I used to go everywhere on that motorcycle, and it's such a connection to him, and I love it. Like you're hugging your dad the whole time. It's great. So I want to do that. I want to eat at a fine dining restaurant, spend a night in Toronto, throw myself a birthday party. Never, never done that.
Okay.
My friend Amber just threw one for herself and I loved it. We read romance novels out loud. Oh, it was hilarious. I absolutely loved it. See a burlesque show,
Ooh.
see more drag shows, go to the movies alone. I'm gonna do it. Add 5 pieces of embroidery to my wall. Go to a pottery class, fix my sewing machine. I got a retro Kenmore and I'm gonna fix it. I wanna learn how to sew and then learn how to use it, make my own dress, have professional photos taken of my family. I really
Okay.
like that one. That would be a good one. A whole day without my phone, learn to dance, and then back on the other page, plant a garden, play a team sport. Go on a Canadian road trip with the boys. Get a manicure and pedicure, which is so doable. Before I had to visit my friend Jess in BC again. And then the very first one I put was maintain a comfortable weight.
Okay. With maintaining a comfortable weight and the fact that you're doing the couch to 5K, you will be able to run a 5K.
It takes as long as it takes.
Do you want to book or think about booking an actual race that you sign up for and get the t-shirt and the bib and everything?
I don't know about this year because I'm still doing the modified, so I don't feel like really confident in
Sure, but
doing
you
it.
could add that to your before 40 bucket list.
I did. I
Okay,
wish you could
good.
see it. Run a 5K right there.
Nice. Okay. Okay.
I did the adjustments, so it starts on Friday because Friday I did the adjustments, and now I'm running first and second, walking third, running fourth and fifth, walking sixth, running sixth and seventh. So I added two more running to it, and then if I successfully do that this week, I might be able to do the base of 8 times next the following week. So I'm hoping.
That's pretty amazing. I had no idea you could edit it. I love that you learned how to
I've
do
just.
that.
In my head, right? They're like, time to run. And I was like, nope, I know this time I'm just gonna power walk. And
Oh,
it's not
got it. Got
even,
it. Okay. I
yeah.
thought you were like hacking into the
I do like software, but
Okay.
not that fancy yet.
Okay. All right. Talk to me about the visit with your mom.
It was good. Usually we eat a lot together because we'll smoke together. That's like something we like to do, right? And then we'll eat. But she knows about all the rules because she's been listening. So I went into the kitchen and it was like 8:30, and we had just had a popsicle. And I said, "Oh, Mom, I got the munchies." And she goes, "No, you don't." I was like, "What?" She's like, "No, you promised yourself you wouldn't." I was like, "Oh, okay." Yeah. And we went and distracted each other on the couch, and we ended up doing facials, which were horribly painful. It was a peel, and we just laughed and cried and laughed. It was so silly. We had a blast.
That's very cool. Is your mom retired right now? Or is she?
No.
Okay.
She's working on it. She wants to move down here eventually. That's kind of her goal, but
How often do you get to see her?
she tries to come down once a month. It doesn't always work out, but at least once every other month.
Yeah. I'm glad that you have such a close relationship with your mom.
It didn't always used to be this way, but we've really grown. And even when she listened to the first podcast and I didn't get a call right away, I was afraid because she used to be like quite reactive and you never knew how it was going to come out. But like we've both grown so much and she said, I just want to love you more. And then I called her and she had listened to the second episode and I can't remember exactly what she said, but she told me why she loves me. Because you had said
Oh.
to talk about, yeah, and she's like, you literally just talked about it, and she loves me for like just being myself and how bubbly I am, she said. Because that's where
Yeah.
I get the yelling excitement from. And we do it to each other, and she's never shut me down in that. She's always like encouraged me and gets loud with me when we're excited. Like we'll be on the phone and our husbands will be like, hey, you're gonna wake up the kids, but we're just rah, 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 rah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you saying at one point that you sometimes worry that you're too much. But the idea that that never came from your mom and she just unconditionally accepted you, I mean, that's such a gift. It's such a gift. Yeah.
I'm not too much. I'm a ray of sunshine.
You are a ray of sunshine. Okay. So we talked about one of the journaling prompts, which I wanted you to make a list of people and then say when I'm around blank. I feel
Right.
less than and fill that out. And then the other one was, I am the most confident when.
Yes. Where's that one? Birthday scenarios. I feel less. I am most confident when I am comfortable in what I'm wearing. I am standing tall. My hair is done. I've made good choices for myself. I ran in the morning. I'm happy and comfortable in my body slash weight. I know what I'm doing and if I've been somewhere before.
Okay. For the hair, we're going to work on that because you're going to make a hair appointment. As far as clothes, what does that mean? Like if you're not wearing pajamas, or do you have like clothes, like schleppy clothes that you still go out of the house in? Like what is it that you mean?
It's usually like I have an apron belly, so it's like got the fold in it, and I anything that kind of like accents that, I feel uncomfortable when I'm wearing it. And I'm like, oh, is everybody looking at that? And it just makes me feel, but if I'm wearing something that kind of like brushes over it or you can't notice it as much, then I feel much more confident.
Okay. How many clothes do you have that flatter your figure that you enjoy wearing?
I would say most of them now. It when we like when I first started slow living, a lot of what I like I've lost 24 pounds now, so things are fitting
Yeah.
differently and I'm starting to feel like my belly is shrinking, so it's not so prominent in those clothes and stuff, and I'm trying to watch videos online to see how to style my short but also curvy body, and I'm trying to learn so that I can feel confident in what I'm wearing. I would say about 75% of my wardrobe I feel pretty confident in now.
Okay. I'm not asking you to get rid of the remaining 25% because your body is continuing to shift and change. But can you pick out outfits that you know flatter you and make you feel confident right here, right now? So out of that 75%, can you come up with eight to 10 outfits?
Yeah, I really love an A-line dress. I've got a few of those that are like already put together from Amazon, and they've got pockets, which is just that's the next level with a dress.
It's
I wish
true.
like I want to wear dresses all the time. I wish I could
Okay.
just wear it. And if I'm not wearing dresses, I'm wearing leggings, which actually fit me now. For so long, my leggings were so tight and uncomfortable, and I felt like a sausage. But now they fit great. I'm like fitting in them much better, and I found a brand that I just absolutely adore. So that's better. And then I have some, they're called like baby doll tops, so they kind of like fit. But some, like when I was bigger, I was worried because like one time at one of Ryan's family's events, somebody, I had had a miscarriage, and I don't know if they didn't know, but they said like, good luck with the baby, and I'm like, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah,
So
that's not fun.
I think about that too sometimes, and but I wearing those just makes me feel like a little more flattered on my belly, and I don't know, I guess you take the risk of maybe looking like a maternity top, but
Okay.
yeah.
Okay. So the reason I'm suggesting 8 to 10 is you've got then 2 weeks worth of clothes, and then you can just rotate or mix and match. And things like that. And then putting aside for a while the clothes that you feel don't flatter you.
Right.
And just not even bothering wearing them.
Yeah.
So
I feel like I
then,
already do that a little bit
okay.
now, right? But I'm looking at all the options. I'm just like, oh, that's not gonna, you know, it does. It's a little bit of decision fatigue.
Yeah. Okay. And then if it helps, I can see your face, neck, shoulders, cleavage. You look great. You
Nice.
look great. Your arms look great. Your neck, like everything looks great. Like
I
for
feel
reals.
better in here. I really do. Like, I used to be like, you know, and even sleeping, and you lay down, and it's all just, I can feel so, I like, I feel so much like emptier through there, and like I can actually breathe, which is wonderful.
And then in your list of I feel confident, you say when your weight, are you weighing yourself every day? Like, how do you know what your weight is?
I do. I weigh myself every morning after I take a shower. I do the run, and then I shower and stretching and stuff, and I do it kind of like within there so that I can jot it down in the journal when I do the journaling. So I have a, I can see as it fluctuates and stuff.
Do you have a good day or a bad day, depending on what that number says?
Yes and no. Like if it goes up and I know it's my fault and I know that I binge eat, I'm just like, come on, that's just a step back. You didn't, and now you've got to lose that weight again. Like you're just losing the same weight over and over. But if it's just like a fluctuation now, I'm like, oh, that's weird. And I kind of double check it and I'm like, all right, it is what it is, but I'm still doing the best I can.
Okay. I don't want you to beat yourself up. And I definitely want you to collect good days, and you're already having way more good days than you used to. So, as far as I'm concerned, you're winning and you're on a winning streak, even if the scale doesn't necessarily tell you that each day that you're on the right track and that you're winning. I just want to make sure to reiterate that. And also, you have to know that you're worthy regardless of what that number says.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that now. It's feeling like it's starting to separate, and the weight is what it is. It's, what are you gonna do, right? Like I'm already doing everything I can. There's nothing more I could do besides starving myself, and that's not sustainable.
Okay. All right. Before we log off today, last week we talked a lot about kind of the isolation, and parenting difficulties when it came to your youngest. How was this week? Better, worse, or the same?
Well, I reached out to Riley, my niece, and she's eager to babysit. And oftentimes I don't ask for help because I'm like, you know, I don't want to be a burden. There it is again. But she's eager to do it, and I have to accept the help. So she's gonna come and take care of Theo sometimes, and I'm trying to plan some dates with Ryan, and I got another email from Children's Mental Health, and it's slowly moving forward, but the wait lists are long. We're getting there. And yeah, I'm feeling like we had an okay time. I gave myself a lot of like rest and relaxation. Oftentimes I feel guilty if we're not like getting out and doing something every day, but we're
Yeah.
gonna survive. Like we can still play in the backyard. We don't have to go mini putting every single day.
Yeah. I like that you're running, because there's a lot of metaphors in life that you can apply running to and vice versa. There are hard days, and and they can't all be downhill. They just can't. That's just not how it is. And it's the idea of deciding this is a hill, this is a rough point, this is a bad day, and a bad day doesn't equal bad life or bad forever. It's just right here, right now. And the perseverance that you have and that you've continued to show and is remarkable. And I really want you to give yourself a shit ton of credit for all of that. Don't say bad words. I know I saw your face. It's hard. I want to keep the podcast in the rated G section. But in real life, I am a human. But yeah, but please, please know how much you're doing and have done, and how you're raising these kids in such a phenomenal way. You're not making them feel like there's something wrong with them for having their brains work a little different and act a little different. There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with you. A big part sometimes of parenting is you're parenting the next generation, the way perhaps you wished you were parented. And that's not to say that your mom didn't do a good job, because I know your mom's listening. Mom, you did a great job. Kelsey's amazing and lovely and wonderful and kind. And the fact that you have this relationship with her is envious. I'm certain there are people listening and wish, God, I can't imagine smoking out with my mom and doing face masks. That sounds super fun.
Jess literally told me, I was talking to her about it. She goes, I'm so jealous of your relationship with you and your mom. And I'm like, it's come a long way. Like, it's, I hear it. I know it. She's wonderful.
Good. As are you. And you'll have a great relationship with your boys.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I'm not looking forward to being a mother-in-law, but
Well,
we'll see how that goes.
if they're 6 and 8, you've got some time. But yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, that's true.
That's funny. That's cute. Okay. I know you're worried that we're not going to Zoom next week, but we will continue to touch bases. You can email me at any time. And these morning emails, if something comes up midday, that's fine.
I
Because
did email you. Yeah.
it might just get it off your chest to send an email, even if I don't see it for a while. Yeah. What's coming up this next week that makes you nervous?
Nothing. I've got nothing going on next week. I don't have to go to work. I don't have a call. I've got nothing. Finnegan's getting his retainer in, but other than that, nothing. I'm
Okay.
super jazzed.
Okay, so you might get a haircut.
Yes, I guess that's true. Yeah.
You might get a haircut. You will make a doctor's appointment. What else can you do all for yourself that doesn't necessarily cost money? Because I don't want to tell you to get a manicure and pedicure, because if you're already spending money on like it's a lot. I don't want that. But what can you do all for yourself?
I see, and I instantly think about like, what can I do with Ryan? Because that's what I want to do is I want to be with Ryan. Even, it's we have a movie pass, and I did ask Riley if she would come and babysit one night, and she said yes. So I'd like to go to the movies with Ryan. I know it's not just for myself,
No, but
but
have a date night. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's do that. Let's have a date night. Let's hide some of the clothes from yourself that you don't want to wear right now, and sort of streamline the closet so everything you grab, you feel confident in wearing. And so running into different people at the grocery store is fine. You talked about hair and makeup. So we're doing hair. Is there a base, like makeup, like a tinted sunscreen moisturizer and mascara routine that would take 45 seconds that would make you feel better about yourself?
I don't know. Like I hate the feeling of it on my face. Anytime that I've worn makeup, I feel like, oh, there's like I can't touch my face. I can't like it's I've just and for I do it like I will admit, I think that I'm pretty enough to not have to wear it. And I
Right.
feel confident in my looks that and maybe mascara. I used to wear mascara.
Are you
But I
wearing
don't know.
sunscreen every day?
No, I have it, but I'm not even putting that on, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It got in my eye last summer and I was like, ah, oh, that's enough of that. But I could. I should.
Yeah, so I'm not a doctor or a dermatologist, but yeah. Yeah.
At least, okay. So maybe I'll buy a mascara and then I have like a daily face cream that has the SPF written in it. I have it, I just don't use it.
Okay. I think when you look at what will future Kelsey want, Kelsey probably in her 60s would really like Kelsey in her 30s to
To wear
protect her
sunscreen.
skin and wear
Yes.
sunscreen. Yeah. Ward off wrinkles. Be vain. If you're not worried about skin cancer, worry about wrinkles. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to stop recording and then hang
Okay.
on with me. Okay, Slow Down Society. That was a great session with Kelsey, and I'm so glad that you are here along for the ride. There were a few things that came up that we touched on, and I just want to make sure that if you haven't listened to these past episodes, they might be of help to you. I give all coaching clients homework every week, and so think of it as a bit of homework for you. So, episode 53 of the podcast, I talk about the bare minimum and creating a plan for your when you're just not feeling energetic, when you're just not feeling it, and coming up with your own version of the bare minimum. Episode 71, how to handle self-loathing. That seems like such a dark topic, but we all kind of beat ourselves up sometimes and feel like we're failures. So that's a good episode to come up with some strategies to help pattern interrupt and stop when you're in that kind of shame cycle. And then 92, how to deal with self-sabotage. Many of us, when we're on the path and we are beginning to collect wins and evidence that what we're doing is working, instead of keeping on, we start self-sabotaging. And so that episode kind of unpacks that a little. Thank you again to Kelsey. Thank you to all of you for listening. Take advantage of that coupon code in the Peace Course, Simple Shortcuts to Peace. It has all of the trainings, all of the modules, all of the worksheets and ebooks are all included right now for a low price of $250. It includes also once a month group coaching and two one-on-one coaching calls with me. The URL is stephanieoday.com/peace, and the coupon code, all one word, is I love me. All right, I will be back in your earbuds next week with the first part of our final session with Kelsey. Take care. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.